Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The battle over same-sex marriage is not about so-called marriage equality. It's about destroying the institution itself and destroying Judeo-Christian values with an idea that religious freedom will no longer be protected. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, there was an article that came out that talked about Masha Gessen. And during a radio interview, she stated specifically what the agenda of the same-sex marriage movement is. And it's not about so-called marriage equality. That's something that we've said for a long time. And this individual has said it specifically. So we want to focus on what she said, because this is exactly right. She's admitting what this agenda is all about.
Yeah, Masha Gessen is a radical homosexual activist, very popular, has regular speaking engagements around the country, and is one of the top, you know, homosexual activists, not just nationally, but internationally. She has said that they don't, you know, the homosexual activists, what we have said all along, you know, every once in a while they have these moments of candor when they think no one's listening. In this case, she was actually on the radio. She says basically that the institution of marriage, they don't want access to it. They want to radically redefine and eventually eliminate it. Here's one quote. She says, "It's a no-brainer that homosexual activists should have the right to marry, but I also think equally that it's a no-brainer that the institution of marriage should not exist. Fighting for gay marriage generally involves lying about what we are going to do with marriage when we get there, because we lie that the institution of marriage is not going to change, and that is a lie. And Matt, as you and I have always said, what they are trying to do is redefine and deconstruct marriage, the legitimate institution of marriage, into oblivion, water it down to where it becomes meaningless."
Yeah, and she goes on to say, "The institution of marriage is going to change, and it should change. And again, I don't think it should exist. And I don't like taking part in creating fictions about my life. That's sort of not what I had in mind when I came out 30 years ago." So she's candidly saying that they're wanting to destroy the institution of marriage. She goes on to say, "I have 3 kids who have 5 parents, more or less. And I don't see why they shouldn't have 5 parents legally. I met my new partner, and she had just had a baby, and that baby's biological father is my brother. And my daughter's biological father is a man who lives in Russia. And my adopted son also considers him his father. So the 5 parents break down into 2 groups of 3. And really, I would like to live in a legal system that is capable of reflecting that reality, and I don't think that's compatible with the institution of marriage." Matt, this is, you know, we've said this. Unfortunately, you know, we've been involved in this trench warfare over the battle of marriage for a long time, so we've seen these kinds of things. We know that that's what they say, that's what they mean, that's the agenda, but when it actually is said by someone, and they're candid about it, which she's being candid about. Why is she being candid about it now? Well, because they're getting closer to their ultimate objective. And the more they go down this road, the more you're going to be seeing a very ugly face of this agenda.
Yeah, Matt, you know, you'll recall in the fairly recent oral arguments over marriage, Justice John Roberts asked the Solicitor General, he said, and those arguing on behalf of so-called gay marriage, he said, "Let's be honest here, basically." He said, "You're not asking to join the institution of marriage. You're asking to redefine the institution of marriage." He said he looked back, and the earliest he could see was about 12 years ago, that where we started hearing this idea of gay marriage. And I like something, I mean, Masha Gessen's candor here is very refreshing, but she said a number of things that are very true and very important. One of them is, she said, "I don't like taking part in creating fictions." And let's be abundantly clear here. The idea of gay marriage is a fiction. It's a false construct. They are creating a fiction that seeks to undermine reality. They talk about marriage equality. We live in marriage reality. They are trying to redefine the reality of marriage, something that cannot be done, but it's so that they can destroy the reality of the institution of marriage.
Well, Michelangelo Signorelli years ago said that they didn't want to have marriage for purposes of marriage, but they wanted to be able to have same-sex marriage to abolish the institution. Because there is no thought among same-sex couples that are male that they want to live a long, committed, monogamous relationship. He said then, and other leaders within this movement have also said repeatedly, that within the male-male relationship, it is considered an open relationship. What is that? Well, it means that while they both may live in the same household and they may want to consider themselves in some kind of union or some partnership, that they have other sexual relations often and many times with many people outside of that. You put two men together and within the same-sex agenda, it is not about the institution of marriage. It is about having the protection, the legal status. It's about using that as a hammer to crush anyone who believes in objective reality, marriage reality, as you said, that it is the union of a man and a woman, anyone who believes in human sexuality between a man and a woman, and that there are certain limits to moral boundaries that we shouldn't cross, and that certain limits are on human sexuality. They ultimately want to literally destroy the institution. This is literally a satanic attack, in my view, and there's no question about it, regarding God's created order of man and woman, male and female, as the foundation of marriage. You put children into this situation that this homosexual activist said. They've got five parents, more or less, she says. You know, it's kind of like, who cares? Well, they got five, six. Well, you know, we'll put 10 together, whatever. It really doesn't matter. No, it does matter. It matters that children have a mother and a father, and it makes a difference in the well-being of their lives.
Yeah, Matt, Scripture admonishes, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. This is a push. The whole idea of marriage equality is nothing more than a push to gain the official government sanction on evil, on that which the Bible, which Scripture, which objectively natural law says is immoral. It is unnatural. It is immoral. It is self-destructive, and it is destructive to society. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. When our government, if our Supreme Court, if our government puts its stamp of approval on that which is evil, woe to our government. Woe to us. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And by virtue of doing this, it automatically makes good evil. Those who say that which is good, God's design for natural marriage, God's design for that which is moral within human sexuality, sexual behavior within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman, that becomes evil, and that which is evil becomes good. We're living in those times now, Matt, and woe to our nation when God's judgment comes down upon a nation that calls evil good and good evil.
Well, only 12% of homosexuals in the Netherlands, where this first began in the late 80s, are married, compared to 86% of the heterosexual peers. And then less than 20% of same-sex couples already living together in California married when given the chance in 2008. In contrast, 91% of the heterosexual couples in California who are living together are married. They don't want this to get married. They want it for the status. They want it for the club, because once that is ultimately sanctioned, it becomes like a civil right. And religious freedom and Judeo-Christian morality, they're all in the crosshairs. This is a battle of worldviews of unprecedented proportions. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. You're going to have to address this. You either have to conform or you have to stand by your convictions. We urge you to stand your ground. That's a campaign that Liberty Council has launched. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, or libertycouncil.com. I also encourage you to read our marriage pledge and consider signing that marriage pledge. Consider also asking other people to sign the marriage pledge. It talks about the importance and centrality of marriage. It's part of God's natural created order. You can't change it. You might want to fly, but you can't change gravity. You might want something else, but you can't change marriage. You can't change what is part of our objective reality as part of the created order. God knows what is best for us, and He made male and female, moms and dads, in a special union, a special relationship from which our children are birthed and where they're raised and their understanding of not only mom and dad, but life and God are ultimately incubated and nurtured. That is the foundation of our society. We weaken it and we pay the consequence. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com. Sign the marriage pledge. And remember to pray for Liberty Counsel as we're on the tip of the spear in this culture war, and financially support the ministry of Liberty Counsel. You can do so by going to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.